The MCAT Podcast, session number lucky 13. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med student, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. Now, the last couple weeks, we've been talking all about study groups and tutoring and courses. This week, we're going to cover a little bit of the same information, but in book form. As always, I'm joined by an amazing member of the Next Step Test Prep team. Brian Snedeker is my guest today. He is the Vice President for MCAT Content and Tutoring at Next Step Test Prep. So, Brian, have you ever heard the song with the lyrics, "Signs, signs, everywhere there's signs"?
I was alive in the 90s, yes.
I think that we could do a parody version with MCAT books and say, books, books, everywhere there's books. You turn to whatever few Barnes & Noble stores are left. You look on Amazon. You look on any form for pre-meds or Facebook group for pre-meds, and there are books and books everywhere. Where is a pre-med supposed to start?
Yeah, it is intimidating, right? I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff out there. And so the first thing I always want to caution people against is this disease that pre-med students get, and medical students too. I call it buy another book itis, right? Where they think, oh, my score isn't going up as much as I want. Let me buy another book. And somehow they just have to amass this enormous library of books as if somehow a tall stack of books translates into a good MCAT score. The reality is that you just need to buy one set of books. You know, one single high-quality set of books from a reputable MCAT company is all you need. And this is an obsession on certain MCAT forums, that there is somehow some magical, exact right combo of books that will unlock a perfect 528. Like, oh, you need to buy the psychology book from this company and the biochem book from that company. And then you need to find the third edition, not the fourth, the third edition of this book from that company, and alakazam, perfect MCAT score. Which is ludicrous, right?
It's like a cheat code for a video game.
Right, yeah. Up, up, down, down, left, right, Kaplan, Kaplan, start. Right, yeah. The reality is that when it comes to MCAT books, you have a lot of good choices. And there's just a few simple guidelines you have to keep in mind. Number one, only buy books from companies that actually work with real live human beings. So that means obviously all the big national companies, Next Step, Berkeley Review, Kaplan, Princeton, and so on, because there's a certain institutional knowledge that comes with actually working with real MCAT students that then translates into much better books. So now, I'm not to say that publishing companies like Houghton Mifflin and Barron's and all them, not to say their books are bad, but there's a noticeable difference in quality that comes with companies that work with actual real human being MCAT students. So that's the first piece of advice I always give. You know, like, look, don't go buy the Barron's book. I know it's cheap, but it's cheap for a reason. And then the second I'd already alluded to was don't go nuts. Don't go buying a billion different sets of books. You really just want to stick with one set of books from a reputable company. Now, obviously, I'm biased. I think Next Step books are the best because, you know, I had a hand in helping to put them together, and my students have had tremendous success with the Next Step books. But you could certainly go pick up a set of books from another company and do fine. And then really the final thing about the books is it just gets back to the buy another book itis thing. Is you have to really actually learn the books you have. There's this temptation to kind of read through them very quickly and superficially and then expect, you know, your score to magically go up, and when it doesn't, buy more books. Instead, you need to go back and reread the books you've already got. You're going to read them more thoroughly and more carefully than you ever had to any textbook that you ever would have bought for a class. And my usual analogy here is to describe your MCAT books more like a musical score than a textbook. Think of how closely a musician learns that musical score, right? They're not looking at the page of sheet music. They're looking up at the conductor because they really, really have it mastered. That's how well you have to know your MCAT books.
Is there any utility in looking at the type of writing or the the way that the books are teaching the students, just like I would look at different courses or talk to different tutors, how they're going to teach me, is that something I should be thinking about when looking at books as well?
This is one of those factors that I don't want to dismiss it out of hand, right? I mean, that's a good question, and I don't want to just kind of blow you off here. But I think it ends up getting really overblown. So, you know, certain book sets will get certain reputations for, like, oh, buy this book, it's really thorough, or buy this book, it's really concise, or so on. And that's not wrong, right? There are very much stylistic differences, structural differences, and so on. But I just come back to the main point that almost any set of books is going to be good enough for you. And what we did at Next Step with our books to provide the best possible value from the student was we just jam-packed them full of questions. Because we understand that, look, there's only so many ways you can explain glycolysis, right? Like, no one can claim to have some super ultra secret method for glycolysis that makes it instantly understandable to a toddler, right? Look, it's glycolysis. You open up 10 different MCAT books to their glycolysis page, and they're going to have basically the same picture in all 10 books. So at Next Step, we said, okay, well, then what good can we bring to it? What can we do with books to make our books more valuable than the dozen other MCAT books out there? And we just said, well, what do kids need? They need practice. Every one of our books, every one of our content review books has over 1,000 questions in it. Because it's that repetitive practice that we knew that students needed. So I think when you're evaluating the books, when you're looking at the kind of features and things that they have available, look at the practice that comes with the book. Do they have passages? Do they have questions? Do they have online resources associated with them? Because in the end, success on the MCAT is all about practice, practice, practice. So that's what you want to be looking for in your books.
All right, so there you have it. Don't go book crazy. Don't be diagnosed with buy another book. Itis. I was going to buy that domain, buy another book, Itis, but I decided not to. I have too many domain names. Anyway, I hope you learned a lot about today and have learned to put down that credit card, don't buy more books, and figure out what you need to do to succeed on your MCAT test day. I hope you join us next week here at the Medical School Headquarters and the MCAT podcast. And before you do that, if you are interested in test prep from Next Step Test Prep, specifically MCAT Test Prep, go check them out at nextsteptestprep.com. Use the super secret promo code MCATPOD, that's MCATPOD. That promo code is only given out here on the podcast. It's not put out anywhere else. So that's MCATPOD, all capital letters. Go save some money on your MCAT preparation materials from Next Step Test Prep. We will catch you next week here at the MCAT Podcast.